almost died on my way into the building.
Yeah, what happened? I mean...
And then Sam almost died getting out of his truck yesterday. So let's have this discussion.
What's going on?
There are very few of us listening who would be able to do the extremely dangerous job of climbing up a radio tower to do repairs. Mm-hmm. I think like 1 in 100,000 people are comfortable suspending up in the air.
No chance.
What? How many stories is that up there, Scott?
I would say that that is probably 250 to 300 feet up, if not.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Okay, right. So I noticed they were doing some work on the tower the other day, and I...
Which is on top of the building.
I stopped my car, and I craned my neck and looked all the way up, and he's not like on the second rung. He is in a safety harness all the way at the top, and I remember making a mental note of that. And I thought, how many of us listening right now...
I couldn't do it.
...would be able not to just do a job up there for several hours, but would even be able for a moment to get that high up without passing out from fright?
Well, and they're replacing those super big transmitter things, as if I know what I'm talking about. But they're the large things that they're replacing. They're not just changing
a
light bulb.
Talking to everybody out there, like the window washers of the world... All of those jobs, construction where you're up so high, I just wouldn't be able to do it. I don't consider myself that afraid of heights.
Oh, I am.
But not that high. So anyway, I'm driving in and I notice them again today. And so I go to look up and I'm like, God, he's up there again. And right as I formulate the thought, I see something flying down and I hit the brakes. He dropped a water bottle.
Oh my.
And it just goes, bam, about, 30 feet in front of my car. But the look, I mean, my eyes just went, whoa, and the guy on the ground looked at me and goes, go around. And I'm like, yeah, I got the memo. I got you.
We're aware.
So I go around, and I'm telling Sam this story. Like, I think I almost died on the way into work. And what happened to you?
On Tuesday, so I know that I probably shouldn't park over there while they're working on it, but I'm a creature of habit. That's my parking spot, right? So I'll change it up a little bit. I park a couple of spaces away just to be a little bit further away from them in case they were to drop something. And I get out of my truck and I hear, thum! And I look down at my feet, and about 4 inches from my feet is what looks like a USB device. And it was just a card that they had pulled off of one of those machines. And I looked at the guy on the ground. I go, you guys missing something? And he just, with no concern in the world, yells up to the guy on the tower with a bunch of expletives. I won't include those. Watch where you're dropping.
Yes, really? A water bottle drop from a height of 300 feet could kill someone. While not as likely as a direct fall onto a hard surface, the water bottle's impact velocity combined with the force of hitting the water could be fatal. So I'm I'm going to avoid that area.
It would have dented your car really good, but it wouldn't have killed you.
Oh, maybe it would have busted the windshield.
Oh, sure, it would have broken the windshield.
Yeah. Anyway, is it a metal water bottle?
I'm not complaining. I mean, I don't know how they even get up there, let alone do their jobs. But I'm now going to go wide around the workers that are doing that work.
You don't know how they get up there?
No.
You ever looked at the tower?
Well, there's little pegs on it.
Yeah, that's how they get up there.
It's a harness and pegs, which, by the way, I'm sure they're very professional and very good at what they do. I was watching when I pulled in today, one of the guys climbing down.
Oh.
And confidence is not the term that I would use to describe him climbing down that tower.
What do you mean confidence is not the term?
Please don't fall. Please don't
fall. He was hugging it and one step at a time.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. It did not look like this was his day job.
I remember years ago. And I was still married to Sean at the time, so pre-2009, I was helping Brenninger paint his house, and I'm on a ladder painting outside the second floor of his house, and I was petrified. On a ladder on the second floor. Now, it didn't help that as I'm painting, Brenninger is at the bottom shaking the ladder and going, are you scared yet? Now, that's not cool. But there is no way I'm up on a 300-foot tower.
I think I could do it.
No. No, you couldn't.
I've also bungee jumped 10 times in my life.
I think that's different.
But I think probably the first 10 climbs I'd be shaking in my boots, and then after that, watch me.
I think as you start climbing higher and higher, your nature is to look down. Like, even though you're told just don't look down, you're going to look down, and then when I do that, my legs start shaking. My lower legs would start shaking uncontrollably, and that's when I would fall.
The one job, regardless of education, you could not do? So I don't want you to say, well, I could never be a doctor. If you had the education or the ability, the one job that is so scary to you, you could never do it.
Oh, that would be on the list. Window washing would be on the
window
list.
Window washing?
I would not be able to go up that high.
Sam.
Now, a 300-foot tower is one thing. There are those 1,000-foot tall towers in the middle of nowhere.
No
and
way.
There's a red bulb on the top. And every 6 months, some guy gets the pleasure of climbing all the way to the top of that thing to change the red bulb. I'm never doing it.
He goes up with white pants, comes down in the brown.
Why is it raining? There was no rain in the forecast.
For me, roofer.
Oh, sure. Same thing. The peaks.
Mm-hmm. There is no way I could be a roofer.
Now, the one incredibly dangerous job that I would love, like if, you know, I could pick a different path in life just for the adrenaline of it, is an underwater welder.
An underwater welder?
They repair the oil rigs. Salt water is not very good to metal. They have to go down there and cut out hunks of metal.
But you'd like to do that job.
I think it would be incredibly interesting, and talk about an adrenaline rush.
I'll tell you this, scuba instructor or diver, I'm out. I have many, many friends who are certified. I love to snorkel. I have to be able to see the top, feel the top, reach the top. And I wouldn't, as much as I love sharks and I love the ocean and I love the water, I would not be able to go down. Like, my friends have told me how that training works and the buddy breathing system. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm too
How far underneath the surface of the water would you be comfortable? Like, even if you're snorkeling, would you be able to go 20 feet down?
No. Oh, God, no. No. I've done it before where you can see things like on the bottom. You're looking like when we're in Mexico, we were in Hawaii once and I snorkeled. I have to know the top is right there. Like 5 feet.
Like within reach.
Yeah, 5 feet.
Okay.
That's it.
Huh.
Good one from the text line, crop duster.
Now, are we talking about—
In an office?
In a plane or in a— Dang it. You stole my joke, Dana.
Why?
It's one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Because you're flying so low?
Correct.
Okay.
Hit a power line, hit a power pole. You're not surviving that.
Hmm. Okay.
And yes, text line, I know that underwater welders have a very low life expectancy.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you're down there and a wave comes at the wrong time, some weather moves in.
Yeah.
Because you're down there for a while. It's scuba diving with a welder in your hand.
What do you mean if a wave comes? I mean, there are waves constantly in the ocean.
Well, yeah, but
unpredictable
swells are
weather
sizes.
And swells, Scott. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that either. And speaking of weather, who in the Sam Hill keeps praying for rain? Did you see Channel 5's video overnight of the cars that just decided to drive through like 6 feet of water?
People aren't smart, Dana.
One of them was a truck, and I thought, okay, just because you drive a truck doesn't mean that's going to be a safe maneuver. One of them was a car, like a Honda. Have we not been over this, people?
We have.
Come on.
We actually didn't get that much rain out in
Who in a sedan thinks that is going to be a successful maneuver?
The Ward Parkway corridor, as it often is when there is a lot of rain, was a river.
There's always that one driver. I'm going to try it. Okay.
Now,
okay.
Did you guys get a lot in Overland Park?
No, not a ton, but it was loud.
Yeah, we didn't get very much.
For me, it started raining about 7:30, and it stopped raining about 9 this morning.
Wow.
A lot of thunder. My dog was going crazy.
What's your dog's name?
Barb.
That's right. Sweet Barb.
Sweet Barb.
Sweet Barb.
She was not a fan of the constant rumbles throughout the night.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.